Yo, what's bappin', sports fans? I guess it's not an early morning edition because it's like almost the afternoon for me. But
yeah, it's 10 a.m. over here.
Yeah, much earlier than the last episode where yes. I know I was a sleepy boy. Yeah, Canucks. They lost last night in overtime to the Oilers.
They did. Yeah.
I'm conflicted on my feelings about the game and how it went. Like, part of me feels like it's a pretty big lost opportunity, given that they were up going into the third period. But also,
yeah, and that it was in overtime too, and that's, you know, that's a coin flip allegedly.
Yeah, but also given the Oilers' play in the third period, I think they absolutely deserved to win the game.
Yeah, so, and that makes me weirdly feel better about some of the missed calls, which there were some really blatant ones, obviously.
Yeah,
because it's like, okay, well, yeah, if they call the double minor on McDavid, which was like egregious that they missed it. Yeah, McDavid's off the ice for 4 minutes. Maybe you score a goal. You know, it's a 4 minute double minor. Our power play has not been great.
But maybe you don't get the Zadorov goal, right? Because that happened within the next 4 minutes, as I recall, right?
It's exactly. I mean, it's and then, you know, I think the Oilers play that way in the third kind of don't matter what happens, right? Like, they just turned it on. And so I think even if you call that double minor, I think what irritated me is that there were no, like, makeup calls after that, which is crazy.
Yeah, like, that whole thing's weird, right? Because you expect, like, they should have made that call. Obvious penalty is bullshit that it wasn't called on Hughes, right? And the expectation is, hey, they should get a makeup call for that. But it's stupid that that's the expectation and not just like they should call the game how it is in front of them.
Of course. I think what hurts is the dive on McDavid being called like right
the
after
Suter
that. Which, like,
one?
I mean, look, that's a penalty. He hit him. But I think he went down really easily.
Yeah,
also.
Like Daniel Wagner, Pasatibulis, posted a really interesting side-by-side of McDavid running the exact same play on Zadorov, and there's no call, and there's the call on McDavid, which, I mean, that's just been happening for, like, the history of sports refereeing.
Of course. I mean, the Stars get the calls. Like, that's how it works, right?
Yeah.
And, like,
except Quinn Hughes, apparently.
Apparently. And then the cross check on Zadorov, that annoyed me. The thing that annoyed me with that was Craig Simpson being like, well, you know, maybe if he didn't go down there, they would have called it. And it's like, well, McDavid went down pretty
easy.
Craig
Simpson's
a
fucking moron.
He's an idiot.
I didn't really know so much in the first game, probably because I was like so elated at just how the Canucks came back and won. But when he said that, it was like vintage fucking Craig Simpson. Just saying stupid shit for whatever reason. And I know, like, other people hate him as well. I've seen, like, John Collins say,
Oilers fans hate him too.
Yeah, like, he just stinks. Which is funny because I see him as, like, an Oilers guy. Like, he won the Cups with the Oilers, even though he calls a bunch of Leafs games. But yeah, it's completely absurd to think that just, like, if Zadorov didn't go down there and there was just, like, a cross check after the whistle in front of the net, that would be called, given how that game was called. And it's just editorializing of what's happening. And, like, I hate him. I hate him so bad.
There was the missed boarding call on Myers where he, like, hurt himself.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, that's a pretty obvious board. But then there was the boarding on Pedersen earlier too, right? Like, it was just, I think it's one of those ones where they let a lot of really, really egregious stuff go, like, on both sides. And then the calls they did make were, like, quite soft. And it was just like, all right, it's one of those games. And, it's so obvious. Like, it is obvious that Kelly Sutherland does have it out for the Canucks. Like, that's, like, a fact. That's, like, a legitimate fact.
So, okay, watching the game last night, right? Like, in the second period especially, I was keeping track of the Discord. And there was a whole lot of complaining about the refereeing. And it kind of felt like a little bit over the top complaining to me. Like, the refereeing was bad, but I also felt the refereeing was bad both ways. Like, I'm sure if you, like, listen to an Oilers fan, they'd have a bunch of, like, clips and egregious calls as well.
And they also dealt with, was it Steve Cazzari was the ref of the first game, who's, like, the Oilers version of Kelly Sutherland. So, I mean, I think the problem is, and I think this goes, like, fans of every team can agree, NHL reffing just sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's just bad. And it's like, I think it'd be like, they should explicitly say, like, okay, in the playoffs, like, we're just not going to call things. They should just come out and say that. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's fucking stupid that that's just the thing we know.
It's
happens,
stupid that it's
right?
a story. It's stupid that we're talking about it within like the first 2 minutes of recording when yeah. like a lot of really interesting stuff happened, but it did seem like it controlled.
Yeah.
Like the pace of the game
reffing,
and shit.
The reffing didn't make Carson Soucy try and make a stupid hit. The reffing didn't make Ian Cole score on himself, right?
Yeah. Beautiful tip in by Cole on that final goal.
So
it didn't make Myers fall over on the McDavid breakaway. Like,
no.
There's the Canucks have no one to blame except for themselves.
For sure.
But it is really frustrating to watch that level of refereeing.
Yeah. It's annoying when they lose a game and it's like, yeah, they lost the game because of themselves. They didn't lose because of the reffing. It's just annoying when they lose and the reffing is bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think
they win with good reffing necessarily, the way the third period went and just how terrible, like, McDavid is so fucking scary and Draisaitl. And like Bouchard is like, he's got a huge shot. That's pretty scary too. The one thing I do want to say is that Shilov's was great.
He was awesome.
He was fantastic. He made some crazy saves.
As I was like kind of mentally making notes for what I wanted to talk about today, like, he really felt like him last night.
Yes.
The saves that he was making on the penalty kills.
Oh my god, man.
That one save in close on Bouchard. There was one on a penalty kill where there was like a point shot that just hit him in the shoulder.
Yes.
So I think the Canucks lose that game a lot worse with Casey DeSmith in net. I think going with Seelov is absolutely the right decision. And I'm excited to see like what he can be, because when he's on, he is on, man.
Oh my god, yeah.
I feel so much more confident with him back there.
Yes. Yeah. He was great. I mean, Skinner was bad again.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like he was better than game one, obviously. But like he looked like shit.
Shouldn't be letting that Zadorov goal in, brother.
No, and I mean, I'm assuming you saw Lundqvist like getting so mad about it. What's that goaltending style of play?
Reverse VH, I believe, is what it's called.
What does that stand for?
Vertical horizontal. So
okay. Lundqvist hates it, whatever it is.
Yeah, like you drop down early to make it easier to move east west.
Right.
But by doing that, it like opens up that where the puck went in, right?
Yeah.
Where he thinks you should like continue to stand up and move over.
I mean, that was a worse goal than the one on Nashville, because Saros is like short. And I don't think Skinner is particularly.
No, Skinner's
short.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
That was some of the talk going into the series, right? That the like not fronting, but like the Canucks method of like layered screens and stuff won't be as effective against Skinner because he is bigger and will be able to see it better.
Definitely. I mean, it was a frustrating game. I think the first two periods they played pretty well.
Yeah.
It was just annoying to score the 2-1 goal and then they score like 20 seconds later.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a very even game up until the third period. I felt like
it was,
I was kind of checking in on Natural Stat Trick, doing my like eye test gut check, and it was basically what I thought, that the Oilers were like slightly better, but it wasn't by a wide margin. And going into the third period, like the shots were basically even. I think they were like almost completely even in all situations, and then maybe the Oilers had like one more even strength. Oilers were out Corsiing them. And they had like a few more scoring chances, but I believe the Canucks had more high danger. No, high danger chances were tied going into the third period. And the Canucks had like I think it was like 51 to 49 expected goals, or maybe it was flipped the other way, but it was like a razor's edge margin on expected goals. And that's like basically what I saw. And I was happy that like, hell, they're hanging with them. In a game where the Oilers seemed like a bit more competitive throughout. And then the third period comes and they just laid it on.
It was terrifying, man. And that's when Shilov was at his best. He was so good. Like, obviously, you're not going to save a McDavid breakaway, like, basically ever. When he's got a breakaway from, like, that far. Like,
with that speed. Like, how fast he was moving his hands.
It's
it was nasty.
So scary, man. He's so good. It's really, really crazy how good he is.
Like,
but God damn.
With how much. This speaks out of the confidence that I have in Seelovs. As he was coming down, I was like, Seelovs can stop this. Like, I felt there was like a chance, there was like a 50-50. And then watching the replay too, he was like kind of close. I mean,
he read it, I think, fairly well.
Yeah,
but like,
he just didn't quite get to it, which, I mean,
McDavid,
that's hockey,
like,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think Demko necessarily saves that either.
No.
Like McDavid breakaway, right?
Here's my optimistic outlook for that that game is it was a very narrow margin of victory for the Oilers. Like you said, it was overtime coin flip. With them laying it on that heavy, and in order for them to lay it on that heavy, they had to put Draisaitl with McDavid and Hyman, and they had to fucking ride them